In Psalm 90, there are several verses I'd like to look at this morning. Verse 13 particularly. Different translations here have different ways of stating this. But there's an interesting prayer in verse 13. Do return, O Lord. How long will it be? And be sorry for thy servants. It's an interesting phrase, asking God to be sorry for us. Or some translations will say, O Lord, repent regard to us. What is it really asking there? It is asking God to not hold our sins against us. To not be angry with us, though He has every right to be angry with us. O Lord, be compassionate toward me. What a prayer. Feel sorry for me, Lord. Not quite that. Be merciful to me, O Lord. Because I don't deserve it. But I sure would love to have it. Today, when we pray and confess our sins, we're saying, O Lord, hold not our sins against us. Turn your ear toward us, O Lord, and don't hold a grudge. You ever hold a grudge? I have. Aren't you glad that in Christ Jesus, God does not hold a grudge against us? Return, O Lord, and be compassionate. Repent in regard toward us. Look upon us favorably. Let's pray, O Lord, look upon us favorably, for we are sinners and not deserving of your mercy. But, O Lord, we ask for your mercy, though we do not deserve it. Though we beg for it, we have been wicked. We confess our wickedness. We confess our failures to turn to you. But this morning, by your mercy, O Lord, we turn to you and beseech you to look favorably upon us through the finished work of Jesus, our Savior. Thank you that you have not abandoned us, and that you have returned for us, and have felt compassion for us. Bless us, O Lord, as we turn away from our sins and turn toward you. In the holy, blessed name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
For our confession of faith, we'll be returning to the Westminster Catechism of Faith. The confession of faith and then the shorter catechism of the Westminster Catechism. I want to start again with a little bit of review. The one I keep coming back all the time, why are we here? What's the chief end of man? Exactly. What is sin? Transgression of God's law. Any one of conformity to or transgression of God's law. In other words, a violation of the law of God. Who is the Redeemer of God's elect? You got it right. The only Redeemer of God's elect is the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what the Bible teaches. Talking about redemption, we talked about last week the concept of adoption. I thought it would be useful just to review those two catechism questions on justification and adoption, which are benefits that those who are effectually called receive. Can you put those up now? Are they up here? What is justification? Justification is an act of God's free grace, wherein He pardoneth all our sins and accepteth us righteous in His sight, only for the righteousness of Christ imputed to us and received by faith alone. What is adoption? Adoption is an act of God's free grace, whereby we are received into the number and have a right to all the privileges of the sons of God. We have been laboring the last several times that we've been in the shorter catechism with the duties that God requires of man. Those are the moral duties, summarily comprehended in the Ten Commandments. And we just finished with the 10th commandment. So we're moving on to the next section of the catechism, which would be question 82. Is any man able perfectly to keep the commandments of God?
No man is able in this life perfectly to keep the commandments of God, but doth daily break them in thought, word, and deed.
Are all transgressions of the law equally heinous? Some sins in themselves, and by reason of several aggravations, are more heinous in the sight of God than others. The modern English gives a little bit different sense of this. It says, are all sins equally evil? And the answer that they give in modern English, in the eyes of God, some sins in themselves are more evil than others, and some are more evil because of the harm that results from them. And then the last question we'll get to today. What doth every sin deserve? Every sin deserves God's wrath and curse, both in this life and that which is to come.